Now we'll hear about detentions of another kind, detentions on the high seas. Along with much of the world, we've been keeping watch on Somali pirates. They've seized dozens of ships this year and are holding a Saudi supertanker carrying $100 million worth of oil. Author John Burnett knows a thing or two about pirates. He wrote the book Dangerous Waters, Modern Piracy and Terror on the High Seas. Let me begin with a question that I don't get to ask every guest on this program. When did you meet your first pirate?
That's a great question. Shall I get right into it?
Please.
Okay. I was attacked by pirates in the South China Sea when I was sailing across from Borneo to Singapore. The attack still haunts me. I had always thought that piracy was Blackbeard and Captain Kidd and Peter Pan and Tinkerbell. And all of a sudden I had pirates on board, so it was quite an experience.
What were you doing at the time?
I was on my little sailboat, and it was in at the middle of the night, and I was sailing along the shipping lanes. And I saw the ships next to me with their halogen lights illuminating their decks and the fire hoses blasting outboard. So I went down below to turn on my VHF radio, my ship-to-ship radio, and find out what was going on. And then all of a sudden I heard a clunk against my boat and footsteps on the deck above. And so I ran up to the deck, and then I realized that when I saw these three dark shadows carrying assault rifles, I'd better welcome them aboard, which I did.
What did they do to you?
Well, I welcomed them aboard, and as I turned to bring them down to the cabin, one of the pirates whacked me over the head with his assault rifle and sent me sprawling. And I picked myself up and basically fell down the companionway steps inside of my cabin, and they followed. And the kid that had hit me, I gave him a carton of Marlboro cigarettes that I used to trade to fishermen for their fish. And then they got out and got off the boat. And when I reported the incident to Singapore Marine Police the next afternoon, they said, oh, well, that must be the group that just attacked a Greek tanker. Mm. So they weren't after me. I just happened to be in the wrong place.
Mr. Burnett, you mentioned that a nearby port was Singapore at the southern tip of Southeast Asia. If I'm not mistaken, that's near the Straits of Malacca, which at one time, at the time that you were attacked there, was considered among the most pirate-infested waters in the world. But I gather that's changed a little bit over the years. What have authorities done?
Well, this is a real success story in efforts to combat piracy. Through the combined financial resources and assets of the United States and Japan, the littoral states, which was Singapore, Indonesia and Malaysia, got together and with patrol boats and with a little extra money actually put a stop to piracy. But of course that is a completely different type of piracy than what is going on off the coast of Somalia.
Okay, what's different?
Well, in the Malacca Straits you had governments that were concerned about their image, about crime in their waters. In Somalia, you don't have a government. You have a country that's been rent with anarchy for the past 17 years, and pirates are running amok. It's a free-for-all.
Well, let me ask about that. If the Straits of Malacca are the success story and you're trying to replicate that in Somalia where there's now a problem, would the first step have to be stabilizing Somalia then, which is a big order?
Well, actually, Steve, it's not stabilizing. That's being pretty optimistic. You don't stabilize Somalia. You have to get a government first. Piracy off Somalia will not stop until there is a bona fide, effective, legitimate, hard-knock government to make laws.
John Burnett is author of Dangerous Waters, Modern Piracy and Terror on the High Seas. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
If you're fascinated by pirates, so's our website, and you can find more pirate stories at npr.org.